Tonight's shir, Siman Tafresh Sadivov, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Dalad and Hey. Tafresh Sadivov, Dinei Hesped V'Tainus V'Asiyas Melacha B'Purim, the halachas of delivering a eulogy or fasting or doing work on Purim, Sif Aleph. Purim Mutter V'Asiyas Melacha, it is permitted to do melacha, to do work on Purim. U'Bemakom Shenagu Shlola Asos, Eino Sin, but in a place that is admitting not to do melacha, you don't do. Today the minig is in every place not to do malacha. The common minig is not to do malacha on Purim. The Shulchan Aruch continues, if someone does do malacha on Purim, eino ro'es siman bracha me'osa malacha le'olam, he'll never see a siman bracha, he'll never see blessing in that work. Elam hu binyan shel simcha, unless the activity is simcha, if he's building for simcha purposes, gagon, beis chaslos to beno, he's building a house for his son's wedding, oh, avanaki, shamalachim, or a tree that gives shade, like the kings enjoy. In those cases, the shari, that will be permitted to do that on Purim. The Ramah adds, umut lasos kol meleches mitzvah, any activity that's needed for a mitzvah is permitted, gagon, lechtov piske halachos, if you want to record halachos, v'chein mut lasos afilim malachos, kumuros asach Purim, or if you need to do absolute malachos for the sake of Purim, that would be permitted. Mishnah Berurah sif katan aleph, mutter b'siyas malacha. On Purim it is permitted to do work, the afal gav d'chziv, even though the pasuk says mishnah v'simcha v'yamtav, that this should be a day of celebration and joy and yantav, mikomakom lo kiblu aleim lasos yantav. When they were makabel, they only makabel mishnah v'simcha, they were not makabel yantav, achein, however, afterwards, it became something they did on their own as a minig, beis and mekomis, in some places, shlola aso is not to do malacha. So on that, if the minig is not to do malacha, sekon beis, einoisin, they're not supposed to do. Vayde'akum shori, however, to instruct a non-Jew to do malacha would be permitted, and the Shartzion adds that if he doesn't have what to eat, he would be able to do malacha, like if he's a tailor and he needs to sew to pay for food, that would be permitted. So we see already this allusion to cholamoid de kalochas, where you can't do malacha and cholamoid, but there's exceptions for someone who doesn't have what to eat, he can do malacha, and that exception is applied over here. Sifkan Gimel, the Amor says the minig today is not to do malacha anywhere. B'chol makom shlo asos, u'prakmati u'mutar shesimcha hilo. But business is permitted. That's simcha. In other words, a labor is prohibited, but buying and selling would be allowed. And the Shartzion adds over here that kol davar sheba hefsed shari. If it's a question of a loss, it's also permitted. So again, this idea that you find in Hichas Chol HaMoed, that Davar HaAved is mutter, so even in a place that is admitting not to Malach on Purim, if it's Davar HaAved, it would be mutter. Sivka and Dal, Siman Bracha, if you did Malacha on Purim, you wouldn't see a Bracha. Kagon, Im Zareya Eze Davar HaEinu Matzmiach, if you plant something, it's not going to blossom. Avla Reim Kosev She'einu Maviach, Avla Einu Mafsa Gamkein. The Reim says, it just says you won't see a Siman Bracha, it doesn't mean you're going to lose out. You won't profit, but you won't suffer a loss. Sivkan Hey, if you're involved in a binyan shal simcha, that's going to be okay because that's appropriate for Purim. For instance, building a beis chaslas for a son or this abanaki l'shal malachim. Rach Mishnebu explains, shenoytun l'tzeil estofa b'tzilo, they'd plant this for its shade to enjoy sitting in the shade of the tree, so that would be permitted on Purim. The Yomor says, for a mitzvah, it would be permitted, like writing piskei halachas, sivkan v'av, piskei halachas, Upshate hamikra, or you have a pshat on pasuk, v'ger shalom, or a letter to a friend, umaskeres chavosav, or even to record a debt, v'chein kol davar she'ein tzarech chiyuv gadol, or anything which doesn't require a great in-depth analysis or examination. So a lot of things we're lenient with, but I would always say this means you don't take Purim to do your taxes. That whatever activity you're engaged in on Purim, even if it's permitted, you should see to it that it shouldn't take a long time and you'll lose out on Simchas Purim. Megillah motelichta b'Purim, you can write a Megillus Esther on Purim. Sif Beis, afilu b'makom shenagu, even the place that have a minig, not to do malacha, it's only on the day of Leini Megillah. There's no minig for B'nai Yudal not to do malacha on Tezvav or vice versa. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kan Zayin Einu Minig VeYesh Machmir Is There Some Are Machmir VeNir The Toy BeMinig Osam Makom. It would seem this also depends on Minig Makom. If the Minig is not to do Malachim both days, that would be the Minig. The Behalacha points out an interesting thing on the Sif Aleph. He says this whole Minig of not doing Malacha is only by daytime, but in the evening until Hanetz Shari LaAsos you can do Malacha, even in a place that has a Minig not to do Malacha. He then brings to Shulchan Aruch. So if it was Machmir, but Pashti says this whole Minig of not doing malacha was only a daytime hanhaga. During the nighttime until sunrise, it would not be an issue.
When he says near the Toli, that's exactly what the Mechaber is saying is Einu Minig. It's like.
He's saying that those who disagree with the Mechaber and they say it is a Minig.
But then.
There are places that hold it is a Minig. The Chava is saying, "Ain't a minig." He's disagreeing.
The Mishavur is, you know,
he's quoting about those who dingzuch on the Machaber.
No, he's saying veneer. It sounds like veneer. Sounds like him. He's saying veneer totally minig. So he's, I don't know.
Well, again, before that, because he brings Yesh Machmir Mizeh.
Yeah, Yesh Machmir Mizeh.
Right.
Yesh Machmir
Mizeh. So as the bear, the bear brings it, right? So that means they disagree. In other words. If you look in Sivkot and Gimel, in the Ber Hetev, Zok de Mechaber, Ein Aminig, Zok de Maharil of Utraham, yeah, Yeshin Hakein. So Mele, the Mechaber's whole Vart, there's no Minig, Maharil disagrees, Avutraham disagrees. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, once you see that there are those like the Maharil and Avutraham disagree, so, Mele, some places didn't do like the Mechaber, they did like Avutraham and Maharil, and they were talking about both days. So if Gimel, Yom Yudal Yom Tesvav Asur Behesped V'Tainasichol Adam B'Chol Mokom. Whether you are Ben Yudal or Ben Tesvav, on either day, it's forbidden to say eulogies or fast for everyone, no matter where you are. Bein Levnei Karachim Shein Osim Tesvav Bavad. Whether you live in a walled city that does Tesvav, Bein Levnei Yavah Shein Osim Yudal Bavad. Whether you live in an open city that does on the 14th. V'Hanoshim Ma'anos Behem Shekul Osk Achas. The women can say out their elegy of sorts that they all do it together in unison, umetapchos, and they can clap shemakos kaf al kaf, clapping hand against hand. Avelo mekoynes, but they're not mekoynin. Shtei achas medaberes for kol nonis achareva. One says and the others respond. Nikbar hames lo ma'anas mekoynes. Once the deceased is interred, there is no anything. They don't do ma'anas umekoynes. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ches behesped. There's no hespedim on your Yudald or Tesvav. There are places that have a minig, then on the seventh day of Avelus, in other words, the day they get up from Shiva, they go to the grave to Mekainen, or Suba Purim. If the seventh day was Purim, it would be forbidden. The Avel could go by himself with a chazan and say a Kel Mole, even though we don't say a Kel Mole on Purim. When the minig is to go to the cemetery, be yechidus without a tzibur, there are those who say that you can do kamole. He brings and the notes from the Geshur Chaim that the minig is taka not to do it, but there was a minig that differentiated between tzibur and be yechid. Vafilu be'erev Purim lo yelech l'shon. The Mishnah Berurah continues even erev Purim not to go to the cemetery. Shlo yachshu ha'olim shavelus nifsek b'Purim. The people shouldn't think that the avelus is interrupted by Purim because it is not. Sifkatan tes v'tainis, don't fast on Yudal or Tesvav. Uliyin tainis chalom ayin le'el simetofri sadihei sifbeis b'hagom ishtu b'sham. As far as tainis chalom, we talked about that in tofri sadihei. If it didn't tamachochem b'fanov, ayin b'yodeh simetofaf. Now, as far as tamachochem is concerned, tamachochem b'fanov, so there we take a look what it says in Yerodeah, and what it says in Yerodeah, that you treat it like a regular day. And this is the Maisa Bar Moshe. The Rav Moshe's body was brought to Eretz Yisrael, in America was Tainis Esther. The Kavun Eretz Yisrael was in Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim, and everyone went for the Hespedim, regular Hespedim. It was a regular Maimed. Tamachochem b'fanov, it pushes aside the day. Se'if Dalad. Kol divrei Avelus nohagin b'chanaka b'purim. As far as an Avel is concerned, Avelus continues on Chanukah and Purim. It's not interrupted by Chanukah or Purim. When we come welcome, however, the Avel during Shiva can go to Shul to hear Megillah. It's better if you can get a minion in his house for Megillah Lenik. V'yesh oimim, others say, she'ein avelus noeg b'purim, there is no avelus that you conduct yourself on Purim with avelus. Lo b'yudad v'lo b'tezvav, neither Purim or Shushan Purim. V'chein nohagin, that is our minig. V'afilu avelus yom yishon yidcheh b'nei Purim, even avelus the first day, which is the most serious, is pushed aside for Purim. Al dvarm shebet sinin noeg, but of course things that are private, the avel has to conduct himself, no different than Shabbos. V'afal pi she'ein noeg avelus b'purim, even though there is no avelus on Purim, outwardly, oilu l'minyan shiva, it counts towards the shiva. You may avail us days of availus, kibbutz Shabbos, just like Shabbos. V'chem pasuk rabba asam b'tu your day simon taf aleph, and this is also brought in taf aleph in your day. If you take a look in Mishnah Berurah, sifkan yud yelcha b'sekneset shema v'chul, the avil during shiva can go to shul to him megillah, u'mashakase b'sif hei b'sofo. What we write at the end of Sif Hei, the Lamachos Lo Yetz in Pesach Beiso, that the day of Purim doesn't go out of the house. Ma'ar Kishiyesh Lo Minim Beiso. That's if there's a minion in his house. After Bialma Kriya B'Tzibur Odefe. Even though typically it's better to hear in a large Tzibur Megillah, if he has a minion in the house, he has a Megillah in the house. Zivkan Yin Alef HaMegillah Aval Tfilas Ma'ariv Yispal Beiso. Ma'ariv, the night of Purim, the Ovah will dive in at home. He can leave after Ma'ariv to go to Shul to hear Megillah. Sifkan Yibayz, unless you can get a minion in the house from Megillin. Sifkan Yibayz, V'yesh, Oim She'ein, V'chulu V'chein O'agin. Then the Ramah says, there's no Avelis Yudal Tezvav, and that's the minig. Afshe HaBach V'Oid Achronim Kosvu, Shebim Kolmom Hoya HaMinig Le'Hazal. Well, you know, the Bach and other Achronim write that in their place, the minig was to conduct Avelis on Purim, and Shushan Purim. Al Kfar Kosvu B'Shari Tshuva B'Shem Kam Achronim L'Hokel. The Shari Tshuva writes in the name of many Achronim to be lenient, V'shechem Pashal HaMinig B'din Yisrael, that is the minig in our land, B'frat, especially B'n Chalitzas Minolim, B'Yeshiva Gabi Karka, especially when it comes to taking off shoes and sitting on the floor, B'vadi and HaChmer, Nachem Machmir, so the Avelim will wear regular shoes and sit on chairs. Kol Mokom Yir L'mat B'minei Simcha Shosim, but they should minimize in the Simchas Purim. As far as an Ovel being the Balkoire in Shul, if there's no one who knows how to read properly and enunciate and the Diktuk, the Tamim, and everything else, then it's better to get the Ovel if he's the expert Balkoire. No different than dining for the Omen at Shabbos Yontif. If you don't give an Ovel, dam Shabbos Yontif. If he's the Omen who knows how to do it, he would dam for the Omen. Sifkan Yudgim, Dvaram Shabbat Sinna Noeg. Now, this doesn't include Dvaram Shabbat Sinna. Hine Taz Kosev Dahalichim Beis Latfila Asur Gamla Deazu. The Taz says that going from his house to shul, to daven, would be also according to this view. Because there's no fehesia if you don't go to shul. No one recognizes this because of avelus. However, the Magen Avraham writes that in the tour it seems to be that he would go to shul, shachris, to daven. Pimigodim says, if you follow the Magen Avraham and go to shul, you don't lose out. And the Bidachim says this as well, that for Shachris he does go to shul, to daven, as well as here Megillah. Sifkan Yadald, Oilolo Lemin and Shiva, and the day counts towards Shiva, Afilu Meis Purim, even if the Petira occurs on Purim. Then Purim is the first day of Avelos, and it counts. So it comes out that there's no Nicham Avelim on Purim. And there's no Nicham Avelim on Shushan Purim. People don't chap. They think, okay, so Purim is special, but Shushan Purim, everything's back to normal. It's not. The halacha is there's no Nicham Avelim, not on Purim, not on Shushan Purim. Once we hold this halacha, that they're not knowing Avelos for Hesio, they sit on chairs, they wear regular shoes, so that's both days. So Mamela is not going to be Nicham Avelim until after Shushan Purim. We've had in our community times when people saying Shiva over Purim, and we had to put a sign on the door, like they'll start sitting Shiva again, Motzei Shushan Purim, because people in Chab, they're coming Shushan Purim to Menachem Oval. So there's no Avias for Hesia. The Sinna is Noeg. There's no Nicham Avelim on those days. The same as Shabbos. No Nicham Avelim. So if, hey, Emchal Purim Motzei Shabbos, if Purim comes out on Motzei Shabbos, Ve'ovel Yoshe Beis HaKnesses B'Shas Mincha, the Ovel's in Shul for Mincha Shabbos afternoon, Lo Yetzi Misham, he shouldn't leave, Ad She'Yispal Tefillah Shabbos Mincha Kriyas Megillah, so he could stay for Ma'ariv Kriyas Megillah. When we said before that he would daf Ma'ariv at home and come to him Megillah in Shul, that's an all-eat day. But if it's already Shabbos and the Purim is Motzei Shabbos, he could stay. Just on the next day, he doesn't leave the house because the mechaber holds davaras is noig. But the way we just brought the minig is that they would come to shul as well, unless they make a special arrangement to have a minion with the megillah laying in the house. Sifkant as well, mishtabur lo yetsi misham b'chul. If he's in shul for Shabbos, he could stay. Din zeh kasva rokech. This halacha is from the rokech. Ubimakomo haya oichlan su the shlishis kodem mincha. In his place, there would eat shalshudis before mincha. Lachen kamar de bevol is bal mincha yetsi misham. So he says, you come from mincha, you stay from arv. But according to us, no one stays in shul after mincha. They all go home for suda shlishis. And then they dive marv. You can megillah beisom yishlamin. So he should dive marv at home, and megillah and his house if he has a minion. If not, then yechle beisakneset b'od yom v'yisham l'tfilah kriyas. You'll have to go to shul for marv and megillah. So Mishnah Berurah is not describing our scenario where you eat shalshudas in shul. If you have shalshudas in shul, so then the Avil stays in shul. He stays in shul. He's there for Shabbos. He's there for Shal Shabbos. He's there for Marv, and it's not an issue at all. So Kanta Zayin Pesach Beso. Chaber says that Sunday morning, when Purim is on Sunday, he doesn't leave the house Sunday morning to go to shul. Rak l'shmoy mek megillah, he can't go to hear megillah. Im ein lo min neves, but there's no minyan at home. Like we said before. V'nei mechaber shehit diver kech. The mechaber who's recording the rekech's psak. This follows his view on Sifdal. That there is a veil on Purim. And it would seem that according to that, there would be Nechem Avelim as well. But the Ramah already writes that we follow the place when there is no veil on Purim. Well, if he's according to that, even if he had a minion at home, he should go to Shul to Yomek Megillah with a Tzibur. Now, to leave your house for things that have nothing to do with mitzvahs, like Megillah leaning, This is always a shaila. People ask, even on Shabbos, Avelis during Shiva, can they just go for a shpatzir, to go for a walk on Shabbos, to go for a walk? For Divir Rishus, Pashas, they don't go. To go to Shul, there's no problem. But Stam, the Chor, that would be something that's already Dovah Shabbat Sin, and it's not for Hesi anymore, that you should be careful with. Now this allowance is a daytime allowance. So at night time, Purim night, if there's a minion in his house, he should daven marav at home and lay megillah at home. If there is no minion, he can daven at home and then go to shul for megillah. As far as the night of Purim goes, the only reason he's leaving his house is for Megillah, not for any other reason. Now the Derech HaChaim says that on Shushan Purim he should not leave his house even to daven Shachris. But as far as sitting on the floor and taking off his shoes, the poskim seem to say that on Shushan Purim he does not. He leaves his shoes on and he sits on a chair. Lavush writes that we don't say tzidik adin or the special kaddish except for a chacham b'fanav after we say a drasha for him. Even though we don't say tzidik adin, we will say the kaddish. So a chacham b'fanav, as I said before, is a unique halacha where that overrides the standard din of Purim that there's no avelis for hesiod.